about 30 cab drivers held a protest outside Salt Lake City Hall on Wednesday. They say it's unfair that ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft don't face the same airport regulations as taxis. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
Regulate Uber!
Cab drivers who assembled at City Hall said there are several problems with Lyft and Uber doing business at the airport.
Uber, they don't have any inspection. They don't have a background check. They don't have an airport badge, the one that goes through the FBI.
John Cormail has driven a taxi for 8 years.
So we meet the requirement, but the Uber, they don't meet the requirement. They don't even have a commercial insurance, and we do. This is not fair.
Lyft and Uber now serve about 40% of passengers looking for rides to and from the airport, even though they're not allowed to wait for passengers on airport property like cabs are, says airport spokeswoman Nancy Vollmer.
It's just an on-demand request, but I just think that a lot of people throughout the country are becoming more comfortable with these types of ground transportation operations, so they're using them more.
Ride-sharing companies also help drive down prices and keep them competitive among transportation providers. But it's affecting cab drivers. John Cormail said Wednesday he used to make pretty good money as a taxi driver, but he's watched his income plummet since Lyft and Uber have been allowed to service the airport. The immigrant from South Sudan has a political science degree and young children.
You cannot support a family with that income, right? And I can't get a job. You know, I'm really trying to get a job, but I can't get a job at the moment.
Mail and his colleagues want Lyft and Uber to have similar regulations under Salt Lake City, which is unlikely. Last year, the state legislature passed a bill requiring ride-sharing companies to be regulated by the state. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.